Trump makes final pitch in Georgia for Purdue. Leffler, you've got to swamp him at the polls. By Ashley Oliver on January 5, 2021. Dalton, Georgia, President Donald Trump at a rally Monday told Republicans they have got to swamp the Democrats at the polls on January 5. Speaking on the eve of Georgia's Senate runoff election day, as more than 3 million votes have already been cast, Trump reminded a crowd of thousands at Dalton Municipal Airport it was imperative Republicans turn out to the polls on Tuesday, as they must compensate for Democrat gains in early voting numbers. Democrats have historically been stronger in early voting, while Republicans have performed better in day of voting. You're going to show up at the polls in record numbers. You've got to swamp them, Trump said. Despite the president repeatedly harping on voter fraud throughout the evening and alleging the November 3 general election was rigged, he warned that Republicans must still participate in Tuesday's election to retain the Senate majority. You must deliver a Republican victory so big that the Democrats can't steal it or cheat it away, Trump said. Senators David Perdue, RGA, and Kelly Loeffler, RGA, are facing Democrat candidates John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock in dual runoff races Tuesday. And if both Democrats were to win, their party would take control of Congress's upper chamber. Trump described the election as one of the most important elections in history. It's a biggie, he said, as he pitched Perdue and Loeffler as senators who share Georgia values and lambasted Ossoff and Warnock as fringe extremists. The choice for the voters of Georgia could not be more clear, Trump said. He touted Perdue, who is seeking his second term in the Senate, as an ally who voted in favor of Trump's tax cuts, led a charge to secure relief for workers and farmers after Hurricane Michael ravaged southwest Georgia in 2018, and has supported immigration policy that favors American jobs. Trump called Loeffler a fantastic champion for Georgians, raving that she staunchly supports the military and police, believes in protecting Second Amendment rights, and voted in favor of appointing Trump nominee Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Trump added both Perdue and Loeffler stand with him in their desire to deliver $2,000 direct payments to Americans as part of the federal government's coronavirus relief efforts. By contrast, the president said Ossoff and Warnock would serve as agents to implement a Democrat agenda in Washington that includes massively raising taxes, gutting the military. Military installations like Fort Benning and Fort Gordon would be on the chopping block, surrendering the American manufacturing industry to China, and opening borders to illegal immigrants, which would make the country one giant sanctuary for criminal aliens and overwhelm schools and hospitals. Trump concluded that America as you know it will be over if Ossoff and Warnock win. Other speakers featured at the rally included Georgia GOP Chairman David Schaefer, State Representative Vernon Jones, D., Trump's children Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. Polls will be open for the runoff statewide in Georgia from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday, and most polling for both races has indicated the outcome will be a toss-up. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.